So do we have any other questions in the audience then?
You guys are black at our DEF CON. You need more.
We have one from IRC.
He beat you, and he has a really cool shirt. Can you show him? Can you show him your shirt from Phone Losers of America?
Yeah, PLA.
So, Phone Losers, for those of you who don't know, are a great group of miscreants that go around.
We're not a group.
They're not a group.
A conglomeration.
They are miscreants.
A federation, perhaps.
A collective.
A confederation. But anyway, they're select individuals who go around and cause havoc and social engineer and phone prank.
Where's RBCP? Is he here?
Yeah, we're...
There he is. He's in the audience. Listening to the Snowplow Show here on Prank Call Nation.
Hey everyone, I'm Arby, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show, episode 437. This one is sponsored by Joey C. He's one of the many people supporting the show on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. You should become a supporter too. It helps me do more shows. It helps me pay my massive legal bill caused by this show. It helps pay my rent and buy me pizza, since I'm pretty much doing this show exclusively for a living now. All thanks to the people that are supporting already. So be a supporter, just like these new people who've just started supporting the show recently, like Adolf Nippler and Harry Balzac, Franco G, Braden S, Dexter H, Evan S, Doug A, Dalton O, Nick L, Sammy M, and Philip S. And also, there's been a resurgence lately of people supporting on the not Patreon site, which is located at phonelosers.org/cactus. It's the one where you can use PayPal, because for some reason people hate Patreon because you can't use PayPal on it. But Stephen C. has become a supporter on that site, and also Monte R. and Tristan. Holy shit, Tristan, thanks for supporting the show. All of these people are going to get the extra secret show every week called the Hobosodes. Last week, I think I did 3 of them. I'm only guaranteed to do 1 of them every week, but lately I've been trying to do 2 or 3 extra shows per week. So if you want to hear extra shows and help support the show, then please support the show. Patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. Thanks, guys. You guys are the best. Mostly just Joey C. is the best because he's sponsoring the show today. But I guess some of you new people that have just recently signed up, you are also sort of the best. Just not quite as the best as Joey C. I have a retraction to mention, I guess. A couple of shows ago, or maybe it was on the last show, I said that Henrik has never made music before, and he was inspired to start making music just because he loves PLA so much. And I had him confused with somebody else, I think. Although now I can't figure out who that was. Maybe I was just drunk or something. Maybe I was having a stroke. Maybe I'm suffering from dementia. But Henrik's not new to music, and he has his own Patreon. Everyone should go check it out. Patreon.com/AlmostHenrik. He's the one that makes those remixes you hear of shows that I play a lot lately, which I'm sure I'm getting ready to play a new one here in just a minute, because he sent me another new one, like he always does. So go support Henrik on Patreon. And tell him you're sorry that I've been telling lies about him. Patreon.com/AlmostHenrik. And as long as I'm promoting other people's Patreons, you should also give Nick Caesar some love. He's the one that's always doing the cartoon art for the show. He's got a Patreon at patreon.com/scaryart. You should only support them if you already support PLA, though. I mean, come on, PLA is the priority here. Don't be dicks. Jeez. You're not going to see his art on today's show art, though, because today I am posting a picture of a tattoo that Alex M. had put on his own body, and it's a cactus. It's modeled after the Obey the Cactus cactus, but it's not exactly like the Obey the Cactus cactus, probably because he wanted to avoid a lawsuit with me, because I totally would have sued him if he'd gotten the actual Obey the Cactus tattooed on there. But that's the show art that you see today. If you go over to snowplowshow.com, that's pretty crazy, Alex M. He's not the first to get something from PLA engraved on his body. Dr. Unk got a weird payphone cactus thing on there, and I haven't heard from him in a long time. He's probably regretting it by now. And then Trevor got the actual PLA logo on his arm. I haven't heard from him in a while either. He's probably gotten that lasered off by now. Came to his senses. But Alex M., he says he's going to get a Bell Canada phone booth for his next tattoo. And I told him if I ever see him in person, I'm taking a Sharpie and writing Obey above his cactus tattoo. because that's the only thing his tattoo is missing, is the obey part. If any of you get a PLA tattoo, a permanent PLA tattoo, I promise I won't actually sue you. I was just kidding about that. But I will give you a free sticker worth 25 cents. Alex, if I haven't given you a sticker yet, be sure to contact me. I'm going to send you a sticker in the mail for fucking up your body like that with stupid PLA shit. Congratulations on the sticker, Alex M. Maybe I'll give you two stickers. We'll see. We'll see what kind of mood I'm in when I send it out. I was on Dwight's show last night. He did a special mop riding with Dwight on Sunday night. It was a special Super Bowl series, and he called up the team that didn't win in Boston. I don't know the team names or anything about the Super Bowl. I didn't even know it was the Super Bowl until it was almost over. I went out and went to a store or something, and three different people were asking me about the fucking Super Bowl. I don't know. Anyway, I was on there with him and XYZ, and I know I did at least one call where I got to use my female voice changer thing, and I yelled at some girl, I think at Waffle House, and she believed me for a little while, and then she figured out I was full of shit. It was kind of fun, so be sure to go find that show from Sunday night, February 4th, 2018. Dwight really pissed off some fans of the losing team that night. Like, the first one he called just, like, tore him a new one. It was great. And on Saturday night, I did some calls of mass confusion with a bunch of different people, with Jihad and the gang. It was crazy stuff. Calls of Mass Confusion, that's the show where we do video-based pranks. And in just two more months, I guess on April 1st is when he's going to release the first episode. You're going to be able to start seeing episodes from the new Calls of Mass Confusion. I think he's premiering it right before Westworld starts. Prepare for that by going to youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck and subscribing to that channel. That's where you'll see new episodes. Let's see, what else? I guess that's all. Oh yeah, the opening clip that you heard on the beginning of the show. That was from the Paul.com Security Weekly show from DEF CON 2009. I found it when I was looking for audio for Brad's Cactus Shack. Oh yeah, that's another thing. There's a new Brad's Cactus Shack out. You can find that new episode at notla.com. But yeah, Paul.com. I guess I kept that clip because it seems like everyone likes PLA in that clip, which is kind of unusual. Usually people boo when that happens. Okay, let's get started with the show, starting with a song by Henrik.
Hey, if this is all of you, I guess not do this.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm not going to be able to pay my rent this month because your sign was not labeled with Braille.
Excuse me.
Well, Michelle speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Michelle. This is Powder. I'm coming in to get gas soon. I just have some questions.
Okay.
Do you know if you have lightning rods on top of the gas station there or on top of the canopy?
Not sure.
Okay. So I'm going to be coming in soon to get gas. Is it possible I could park my car like away from the gas station and one of the gas pumpers could come over and drive it over to the pumps?
My associates aren't supposed to drive. No, I can't have them do that.
Why not?
Have them drive your car?
Yeah, well, I just have this problem. I'm like a weird scientific anomaly where I attract lightning from the skies, and I don't want to accidentally make the gas station get struck by lightning, you know?
Oh, no, I understand that. But for the safety of my associates and what I'm allowed to have them do, I just can't do it. It's an insurance liability.
Oh, let me tell you about safety. So whoever pumps my gas, they need to not be wearing any metal piercings.
Okay.
And no wedding bands, like, made of anything that conducts electricity. Because, like, if lightning hits them while they're pumping my gas, they could lose a finger.
Okay.
And you don't know about the lightning rods, though? Because that would help.
No, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, since I have to drive up there myself, oh, man, it's going to be a roll of the dice.
Yeah. I'll let my associates know outside, but like I said, I can't have them drive your car. And I'll let them know that they have to take their jewelry off, but some of them wear jewelry, so.
Yeah. Maybe take, like, any copper pennies out of their pockets. Don't let them have any copper on them.
Okay.
Remove their belt buckles.
All right.
They may want to store their cell phones far away from where I'm hanging out. Because, you know, okay. Like all their data could get wiped from the cell phones if I'm there too long. Like, is there usually a long wait for gas?
It can be. It all depends on how busy it is at the moment.
Has your gas station suffered any lightning strikes that you know of?
Not to the best of my knowledge.
Oh, man. It's about to. Yeah, I'm sorry. I really need to get gas. And usually I have my sister come in and fill up my tank, but she's out of town for like a month. And I got to go to the grocery store.
Okay.
Yep. So, is that's okay with you, though?
Like I said, I can't have the associates drive your car.
Okay.
And I'll put them on alert to let them know.
Are those...
I can't really do much more than that, though.
Okay. Are those gas nozzles, are they, you know, like the metal part that goes into my car, is that made out of aluminum or some other type of metal? Is it
I'm unsure.
Do you know if it conducts electricity?
I'm not sure.
Okay, because I'd hate for my car to just explode while they're filling it up. Because then, your insurance would have to pay for it and everything.
Yeah, I'm unsure how to answer those questions. I can give you my 1-800 number, and they might be a better fit to you to give those answers to you.
Nah, it's cool. Do you think, could you, run outside real quick and just look up there and see if there's any lightning rods on the building or on the canopy?
Hold on a moment.
Okay.
I can't see anything, but it's slanted a different way.
Ah, could you climb up there real quick?
No, I can't do that, sorry.
Okay, are we able to pay at the pumps?
What's that?
Can I pay at the pumps for my gas?
You should be able to, yes.
Okay, the people that are pumping my gas, can they run inside and get me like a hot dog or something?
We're not supposed to do that really now.
But would they, like if I gave them like an extra $5?
You can ask them.
Okay, because I want to get food while I'm there. It's just I can't get too close to the microwaves, and computers start malfunctioning when I walk near them.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just like a weird scientific anomaly, you know.
It's okay.
I've had to deal with my whole life.
We'll see you soon, and I'll let them know. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Just could you have all the gas attendants take off their just all their jewelry and all their metal before I get there?
I will do the best that I can do for you, sir.
I'll be there in like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Is there a long line for gas? Like, is there a lot of people, or is it just...
It moves, so I can't really tell you if there's going to be a long line for gas when you get here.
But it's not crazy, right? It's not like 45 minutes?
No.
Okay, cool. All right.
All right.
That's for the best.
All right.
Thank you so much. May God be with you. I'll be praying for everyone I come in contact with in the next few minutes that they don't die and get struck by lightning just because I'm hanging around. So I'm calling from a list of Wawa numbers. Wawa is apparently a gas station, which is located in Maryland and Pennsylvania and New Jersey. New Jersey is the other state besides Oregon that you're not allowed to pump your own gas there. They have gas attendants. And a guy named Dodo sent me this list of Wawa numbers. He says people from my hometown get very upset about Wawa, the Mid-Atlantic convenience store chain, after being better than Sheetz. It's unreasonable, but the sentiment inspired me to send you a short list of Wawa numbers. And I'm not going to call all of these right now. I'm just going to call a few of them, and then I'm going to save them for later. It's a pretty big list. Thanks for sending this in, Dodo. I'm sure I'm going to use this on a show soon. But I just thought it'd be fun to call in as Powder. And as you all know, Powder is, he's the guy from the 1990-whatever movie. The 30-something-year-old playing a high school student who he can't be around electric things. It breaks everything. Like, everything freaks out and explodes around him. When he gets angry, he makes the fluorescent lights explode out of the ceiling. He makes TVs blow up. And oh my God, don't turn on a Jacob's ladder around him, because he'll fly up into the air. And then he'll shock his science teacher and make him really horny all the time. Make him start patting Powder on the head. Oh my God, you guys should watch that movie. I know I made that a homework assignment a while back. Everyone should watch the Powder movie from the 1990s. I think 1996 is when it came out. But it's a weird fucking movie. I just found out recently, me and Sunshine watched it, and I was looking up what else the director has done. Because I remember there being a bunch of controversy about him, because apparently he's a kiddie diddler or something. And he is the same guy that did the Jeepers Creepers movies, like all three of them. And I think he's trying to work on a fourth. Or is there just two and he's working on a third? I don't know. But those first two movies, those were fun movies. And he also did Powder. Powder is a piece of shit movie. But I've always liked it for some reason, just because it's so weird. And I remember in a previous episode, did I do Powder Calls before? I can't remember. But I remember coming up with the idea during a previous episode that I needed to call up places as Powder, the guy who is some sort of a supernatural being who uses 100% of his brain and is able to transfer the consciousness of a deer into a human, because why not? Why shouldn't he be able to do that too? Here, let's watch the Powder trailer, or I guess let's listen to the Powder trailer. I just looked it up on YouTube. It's actually a 1995 movie. It came out in 1996, though, because of all the controversy, I think, surrounding the director. I think people were picketing the movie because the director's a perv of some sort. All right, we've got an ambulance. We've got a baby.
The unborn child experiences everything that the mother experiences.
So the mother was struck by lightning and she died, but she was pregnant with Powder, and Powder is born as a guy that has defibrillators for hands.
The neighbors talk about him like he's some kind of a phantom. The old folks may have kept him down there like some kind of a family secret.
What's your name?
Powder.
Oh my God, this trailer is horrible.
I've never seen anything like it.
Test shows that you're a genius.
You have the most advanced intellect in the history of humankind.
You took me from my home to a place you know I'll be unhappy. Wondering if you've done the right thing.
You read minds too?
Why you look like that? You look like some kind of vampire from outer space or something.
It's a terrible trailer. Holy shit, how did I ever watch this?
What are you doing?
He does some crazy spoon trick where he makes every spoon in the cafeteria fly at him and create a big crazy tower thing.
Everything we know about science, about the makeup of the human body, what happened in that classroom is impossible.
Everything's exploding.
From the first moment, I had this feeling that you would change everything I knew.
Man, that's the worst trailer I've ever seen. How was I ever convinced to watch this movie? I think just because it looks so weird. Anyway, let's make some calls.
Wawa.
Hey, Wawa, this is Powder. I'm calling. I'm going to be coming in there pretty soon, and I was just wanting to find out if you guys can accommodate my disability.
What's your disability?
Well, I'm a weird scientific anomaly. I attract lots of electromagnetic waves, and I interfere with computers and stuff like microwaves. I was wondering if, like, maybe just for 5 minutes, could you guys shut off all the power to the store?
We can't do that.
Why not?
Because we are not allowed.
Who says you're not allowed to comply with the Disabilities Act of 2002?
Not if it means shutting off the power to the store.
Why not?
Because we can't do it.
Okay, well, can I stand outside of the store and just kind of, can I call you when I'm there and you guys can come out and take my money and, like, go in and get my stuff?
Sure.
Okay, I'm got to stand far away from the store, though, like really far away.
Okay.
Like, do you know if you have lightning rods on top of the building?
I don't know.
Because a lot of times if I'm standing out in an open area, lightning will come out of the sky and just kind of strike me or things around it.
Well, you better not. You probably wouldn't want to come to this area because there's a lot of buildings here with a lot of lightning rods on them, I assure you.
Oh, well, if they have lightning rods, that's good because the lightning will hopefully miss me and go to the lightning rods.
Okay.
Do you know if you have lightning rods, though, on your building?
I don't.
Okay. I have a portable one that I carry around with me, but it doesn't always work the way it's supposed to. Yeah. It's in a backpack with a big antenna coming out of it.
Okay, so when you get here, just give us a call, okay?
Okay, you can't just turn off the power, though? Like, really?
No, we can't do that.
Shit. Well, I appreciate you sort of almost accommodating my disability.
No problem.
But, I mean, it seems like I should be able to come in the store like any other normal person.
You can.
Can I?
Yeah.
Well, if I come in there, your computers are going to go down anyway. Like, what's the reason you can't turn the power off?
Because if I turn the power off, I'm going to take your money.
Well, just keep the drawer open and just, you know, make the... You can use a calculator.
That's not going to happen.
As long as it's not solar powered.
That's not going to happen.
No, like, seriously, just leave the drawer open. I'll make it easy for... I'll let you keep the change, okay? Like, so you don't have to do hard math. I'll just
what
give...
What was that?
What?
What was that?
Whoa, you turned into a woman. What happened? Man, hello?
Okay, I gotta run now. So when you get here, just give us a call, okay?
Okay, so are you transgender, or how did that happen? What just happened?
Sometimes I get a high-pitched voice.
I see, okay.
Like, I am transgender. Thanks for asking.
Does it seem to happen whenever you're not following the Disabilities Act of 2002?
Nah, I am transgender. Thanks for asking. I didn't know how anyone would know that.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you for asking about my transgenderness.
Okay, well, I don't like to
call myself transgender. I like to call myself choice optional. So just keep that in mind, okay?
Okay, no, I wouldn't do that. I didn't mean to offend you or anything. I was just, mainly concerned with my own disability, not yours.
All right, I have to run now, so just give us a call when you get here. All right, thanks.
Oh, bye. I was hoping he'd yell at me for calling his choice optional thing a disability, but nope. He just wanted to get off the phone. Let me try one more from this Wawa list. Who the hell names their store Wawa?
Please hold while I try to connect you.
That's like weirder than Sheetz.
Wawa, this is Bliss. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Gary from the Wawa corporate office.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, we have a customer of ours. He's going to be coming in there in just about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a disability. Like, it's the weirdest thing. Like, he attracts a bunch of electromagnetic waves wherever he goes. So when he comes in there, the computers are going to start going crazy. The microwaves could catch on fire. There's no gas pumps at that location, right?
No, there is none here.
Okay, yeah. Dodo, like, put this list out, and he told me which ones have gas and which don't.
Okay.
Do you think you could go just turn off all the breakers? So Powder can come in there and just do some shopping? He says he has exact change, and he's not going to use a credit card.
Let me get a manager.
Okay. I just heard her say it's probably a prank. Damn it. I think that's what she said.
She said the customer attracts electromagnetic fields.
She's talking about Meg.
Hello?
Hello.
How can I help you?
Oh, is this somebody different?
Yes.
Oh, okay, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Wawa.
Okay.
And we just have a customer that's coming in there. He has a unique disability where he attracts electromagnetic waves and stuff, and wherever he goes, he seems to interfere with electronic equipment. So we're going to need you to turn off all the power at your store just to comply with the Disabilities Act while he comes in.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He says he has cash. He's not going to use a credit card, so you don't need the credit card machines. He just wants to come in and get, like, a hot dog or something and some soda.
I'm gonna call my manager, though, because I don't want to, like, call somebody above me, because I just want to make sure that I can do that.
Oh, no, it's cool. No, I actually am above you. I'm with the corporate office with Wawa. No, I give you permission. I just need you to run to the back real quick. He's on his way. If you could just turn off all the switches.
Yeah, but that would stop business. I'm going to have to call my manager. Just give me a second if you don't mind being on hold.
Okay. Are you going to you know what? I could call the manager and put him on three-way if you want to do that, if you have the number.
No, I'll call. Give me one second.
Oh, but it'd be more fun this way. Okay.
More fun?
Well, just more convenient.
Give me one second.
Okay. I hear her on the phone. I love that she's making this call to her manager. The manager's just like, what the hell? What are you smoking, lady? Whoa. Oh, I held forever, and then she just hung up on me. Her manager must have just told her to do the sensible thing and hang up on me. I was hoping the manager would be there. I want to talk to a manager. These are all on the East Coast, though. Let's give up on Wawa's for now. I've got an idea. I know what we can call next. I still have this list from Apocalypse of Geico offices, along with the names of the person that runs the Geico office. I think I'm going to try and get some lightning insurance,
maybe. Thank you for calling the local Geico office. Your call may be monitored and or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Geico. This is Jade. How can we help you today?
Hey, Jade. This is Powder. I was wanting to possibly get some... do you have, like, lightning insurance there?
For, like, a home?
Well, it's for me personally. Like, I have this weird medical condition. It makes... my body attracts electromagnetic waves. Like, when I was born, my mother, she was struck by lightning when she's still pregnant with me. And it's just it's a weird thing. You've probably read about me in scientific journals and stuff.
I have not. Oh. One moment, let me place you on a brief hold, and I'll ask to see if we offer anything like that. Okay.
Okay. I also might need like personal fire insurance because electronic things around me tend to blow up, and I'm not going to be able to come into the office if you guys have computers there.
Okay.
Because
one moment.
My body will erase the hard drives. Okay, I'll wait. You know, when this movie came out, computers weren't really a thing yet. You know, it was like 96 or so. So I bet you Powder didn't really have that problem, especially in that little redneck town he lived in. I don't think I saw any computers in that movie. I think the most high-tech thing in that movie were, like, police radios. I remember they wheeled out a TV and a VCR, and it blew up. The Jacob's Ladder overpowered him and carried him into the air. That's like his kryptonite, his Jacob's Ladders. He can also bust all the glass out of a window that's in a door just by using his mind. He can make every spoon in an entire cafeteria come over and make a big cool spoon tower. That's his coolest trick. He can control spoons. But when he does, it just makes the other kids hate him even more. Poor Powder. He never gets any respect. I mean, holy shit, I would want to be friends with the guy that can, like, build spoon towers with his mind. Man, you guys, I've been on hold for a long time, like 6 minutes now. And she just hung up on me.
Thank you for calling the local Geico office.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Geico. This is Sandra. How can I help you?
Hey, Sandra. I called a minute ago. We got disconnected somehow about the lightning insurance. Hello?
About lightning insurance?
Oh, yeah. Did I talk to you before, or is that somebody else?
No, I believe it was another agent. Bear with me one moment, okay?
Okay. Oh, weird. I got hung up on again. Oh, and they just picked up and put me right on hold. She probably talked to her boss, and he's like, "That's the plot to Powder." You know that movie? No, and they hung up on me. Okay, I give up on that one. Let me call the next one on the list. God damn it, Apocalypse and your list of Geico numbers. They are not complying with the Disabilities Act of 2002.
It's a great day at your local Geico office. This is Emily. Can I help you set up your auto, motorcycle, or homeowner's policy?
Hey, Emily. I was wanting to find out if you have lightning insurance.
Lightning is one of the perils covered under a standard homeowner's policy.
Okay, well, I'm not a homeowner. It's just like for me personally because I have like a weird disability where I attract a lot of electromagnetic energy, and I often get struck by lightning.
Oh my gosh! I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh yeah, it's okay. I'm used to it.
Sure. So it'd be like for your personal being, if.
Yeah, because
so like
it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen just at home. It happens like anywhere. Like usually when I'm away from home, because I have a bunch of lightning rods in my house,
gotcha,
on my barn.
Gotcha. Unfortunately, no, I'm not 100% sure where to look for something like that either.
Hmm. Do you have any kind of personal fire insurance? Because like a lot of times when I get around electronic devices, they explode.
Okay.
And not just for me, though, like for like when I go to stores and stuff, like, you know, the catch resistor might catch on fire.
Gotcha. If it's
electronic.
No, unfortunately, personal products is strictly what Geico typically deals in. Maybe like New York Life or...
How come you guys don't cover stuff like this?
It's just not something that Geico specializes in, and so it's not something that we really offer a coverage for.
Oh, I see. Well, you do have like lightning insurance, though? You said you're going to check on that?
Certainly, for your home, absolutely. So if you have a renter's policy or if you have a homeowner's, there's a standard coverages.
What about a mobile home?
Yep, absolutely. We offer mobile home insurance as well.
Well, could I just be like, I don't know, can we just consider me a mobile home?
Like, unfortunately, no.
I mean, there must be something we can do. Like, I've just been getting struck by lightning so many times lately.
Oh, gosh.
And I need money every time it happens, you know?
Sure, no, I understand that absolutely. I could get you to corporate. They might have an alternative that's just not available in our agency.
Okay.
You want to give that a try?
Sure, I guess so. Do you know how long that'll take? Because if I'm on the phone for a long time, sometimes the phone will start, you know, there'll be a bunch of static and interference and stuff.
Certainly. I've called there a few times today, and it goes straight to a person. I wasn't on hold any time I've called today, so I don't think they're very busy. Shouldn't be too long. Okay. All right, I'll get them on the phone for you.
Okay, thanks. Hurry. Oh, look at that. I'm on hold. Oh. Oh, yep, there we go. Another hold. She's so full of shit. She doesn't care about my disability.
We apologize for the delay. We know your time is important.
Thank you for calling Geico. My name is Shambrika, and I'll be your license agent for today. May I start off with your policy number or a phone number associated with the account?
Oh, I don't have an account. I needed to find out if you have lightning insurance.
Lightning insurance?
Yep, just like a personal lightning insurance policy, not for my home. Because, I have this weird issue where I've gotten struck by lightning about 130 times since I've been
born. Oh, my goodness.
Born, yeah, and I don't know. Sometimes it damages things around me when I'm away from the house. Not so much at not so much at my own house because I have a lot of lightning rods on my house and on the barn, and I mostly stay in the basement.
Okay, so this will be for your house, correct?
Well, no, I think my house is okay. It's just when I go out to places, I'll get struck by lightning a lot. So usually just a little bit, you know. I just shake it off and.
I'm sorry. Oh my goodness, I'm just more in shock.
Me too, if you know what I mean.
Where are you located?
Oh, I'm in Colorado.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yeah, well, that's a great question. Let me look into those options for you. Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold?
Oh, sure. No problem at all. Also, maybe possibly fire insurance because my body interferes with electronic devices around me. So a lot of times, like if someone turns on a microwave near me, it's bound to explode. Or, you know, one of those old tube televisions, those definitely explode every time someone turns those on. I can't watch TV.
Oh, my goodness. Sounds like you're very prone to a lot of accidents.
Yeah. But it's a disability, so it shouldn't count against me.
Okay. I want to be sure. I'm pretty sure that will be more on the health insurance side.
Okay.
But you never know with Geico. We are the second leading insurance for a reason, but I'd be happy to check into those options for you.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay. I'm just going to place you on a brief hold.
Will it be really brief? Because if I'm on the phone for too long, the lines, they start to melt. Like all of the phone lines in between where I am and where you are. Like it could seriously, the lines in your call center there could start to melt.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it going to take a long time?
No, it'll be very quick, I promise.
Okay, thank you.
And are you... Okay, just give me one moment, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere.
Was she going to ask if I was serious, I think, maybe?
Text mobile to 43426.
I wish I had a way to make static happen on the line while we talked. Maybe I could jiggle the wires around or something. I need a static sound effect.
Or if you...
Okay, thank you so much for your patience and holding, sir.
That's okay,
Was that pretty long? Was that long or quick enough for you?
Well, I can still hear you okay. Like, the sound quality is okay, so I think we're all right.
Awesome. So, we don't have any lightning or fire insurance here, but what I can say, if you were, you know, having some damage within your home and you had fire or theft, as far as lightning, that would be under your homeowner's insurance, so...
Not so much in my home. It's, hello? Is the phone cutting out?
I can still hear you.
Okay. Yeah, it's not so much in my home. It's more like when I go out places.
Okay. Well, if it's anything to do with you personally, this would, of course, be up under health insurance.
This is
GEICO, so we offer auto policies, homeowners, renters.
Yeah.
Mobile home, things of that nature. So anything that personally happens to you, of course, that would be under your health insurance.
But what about like when I'm at a 7-Eleven or whatever and their cash register explodes?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm unable to hear you.
I think the lines are melting.
If you have any other questions, please call us at GEICO.com.
I think you should hang up.
Or you can call 1-800-841-3000.
I think we should hang up.
Line.
I gotta go. Your phone's gonna catch on fire. You don't want that. There she goes.
All right, I give up on this whole insurance thing. The insurance is a lot more difficult than I was expecting. I spent a lot of time on hold, and... I'm probably going to edit, you know, all the holding out, most of it. Especially with those first people, they put me on hold forever. And then I called back, they put me on hold forever again, and then again. That place was just a shitty insurance office. But while I was holding, I have another idea, because I forgot to mention that Powder, he doesn't have any hair on his body. He is completely bald. He doesn't have any eyebrows. He doesn't have any hair on his arms. He doesn't have any hair in his pubic region, which the filmmaker, who was like some weirdo with kids or whatever, felt it was very important to point that out to the movie viewers when the bullies in high school, you know, they did what all bullies do. They stripped him naked and laughed at him and then got into a mud fight with him. I'm serious, you guys. I'm not making any of this stuff up. It's a weird fucking movie. Everyone needs to see this.
Hair club. This call may be recorded for quality.
Oh yeah, but he cannot grow hair, so I need to call the hair club for men.
Help us serve our customers better by taking a 5-question survey at the end of the call. Please remain on the line after the call to participate.
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you for calling Hair Club. Our representatives are currently busy assisting other callers.
What? It's no
Please
longer the hair club
the
for men?
Someone will be with you shortly.
They're not excluding...
Thank you for calling Hair Club. My name is Debbie, and this call may be recorded. Is this the first time you have contacted us?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
For myself.
All right, I'll be glad to assist you today, sir. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
My name is Powder.
Thank you. May I have your last name?
Reed. R-E-E-D.
Thank you, Mr. Reed. May I have your phone number with your area code?
It's on your caller ID. Look, I just have some questions about hair.
Uh-huh. Sure, go ahead.
So, like, I'm a weird scientific anomaly, and I have never had any hair on my body ever, because I basically am electrolysis. Think about that. So do you think, does this hair club thing, does it work for people who are unable to grow hair on their body? I don't even have hair on my balls.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
Oh, I don't have hair anywhere. I don't have any hair in my butthole. I don't have any nose hair. I only have eyebrow hair on the close-ups in the movie where you can see the bad makeup job where he's just got, like, white over his eyebrows. But, yeah, I don't have any hair, like... But how does this hair thing work?
Okay. Well, actually, here at Hair Club, Mr. Reed, we are helping people who are experiencing hair loss on the top of their head. So are you more concerned about that?
Well, no, it's
like,
more...
on
it's
the top of your head?
Well, no, it's all over my body. Like, I'd like to have a little bit of hair on my arms, like normal people. I've never shaved before. I've never had to shave. I'd like to get some hair on my no-no region.
Yeah, I do understand, Mr. Reed. Well, but well, what I know is here at Hair Club, we can only help people who are suffering from hair loss on the top of their head. And the eyebrows or the facial hair is a different story as well. But if you are not concerned of your hair, if you are not really that concerned of your hair on the top of your head, then we cannot help you on the other part of your body.
Well, is it just like
we can only help you on the top?
Is it just like a bottle of snake oil? Can I just rub it anywhere? Like instead of putting it on the top of my head, is it something I put on my body or is it something I have to drink?
Okay. Actually, we do have all proven solutions for hair loss on the top of your head, both surgical and non-surgical. All right?
Oh, it's surgical.
Actually, I can send you our free information about this for you to have an idea on what Hair Club has to offer, Mr. Reed.
That'd be great. So, like, can I maybe slip the surgeon, like, $20 and he would, like, do the surgery on my arms and my legs? So the girls think I'm sexy?
For that one.
Manly.
All right, I need to verify that one here in my end, okay? Just a moment. Just stay on the line.
Okay, hurry. Let me just verify that one, okay? Hurry the fuck up, lady.
I'm sorry, sir?
I said hurry the fuck up.
Okay, just a moment.
All right. I'm just going to hang up on her. I think she's not totally understanding it. I didn't know I was going to get an overseas call center for the Hair Club for Men. Or, I'm sorry, the Hair Club. They don't exclude women anymore. So fuck it. Fuck it. I've lived without hair my entire life. I can live the rest of my life without it. Maybe gene editing will save me in another 20 years or so.
Hello, it's Chad.
Hey, Chad. I'm calling about that painting job you posted on Craigslist. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Give me one second. Let me get something to write with.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Powder.
Powder?
Yeah, P-O-W-D-E-R.
Okay.
Do you use any kind of high-tech equipment there when you paint, or is it pretty much just paint brushes and paint cans?
Brush rolling sprayers.
Okay, great. That's good.
Sprayers.
Is it like a lot of outdoor, like do we work in any high-tech businesses that have a lot of computer equipment? Because I can't be around computers.
No, we do commercial work, but it's just residential commercial.
Okay, so like when we're inside buildings, there's not usually a bunch of machinery.
No.
Okay, because I tend to attract a lot of electromagnetic energy, and machines explode around me. Do you use one of those paint shaking machines, those paint can shakers?
Yes.
Okay.
We have one in our shop.
Okay. No, I'm not going to use that. I can't use it.
Okay.
It'll blow up. It'll, like, catch on fire, most likely. Usually electric motors just catch on fire.
How many years of experience do you have?
I've been painting for about 15 years now, after every other job I had didn't work out too well, because everyone's moving to computers these days.
Okay, this is mostly residential?
A little bit of everything. Yeah, I've worked for a lot of different painting companies. I keep getting fired because I get struck by lightning a lot. Like I said, I tend to attract a lot of electromagnetic energy, and it makes lightning strikes happen wherever I go. But
you're going to have to forgive me for my next question, but is this legit, or is this somebody pulling my leg?
Oh, no, I'm completely serious, sir.
Okay.
Aluminum ladders, those are out, because those are basically big lightning rods, and if I'm climbing up one of those and lightning strikes, it's goodbye powder.
I gotcha. Well, we do a lot of work on aluminum ladders.
Can we use wooden ladders? Just something that doesn't conduct electricity?
Most of our small steps are fiberglass.
Oh, fiberglass. That's fine. Yeah, that works. I'm also going to need a long wire. I usually put a ground pole into the ground and attach it to a wire and around my ankle, just for safety.
Well, I wouldn't want you to get struck by lightning, Powder.
Yep, I don't want that either. It sucks. It's happened so many times. 130 strikes since I've been born.
That's quite a bit.
Yep. First one happened before I was even born. Killed my mom.
So what are you looking for a wage?
Whatever, you know. You just, you know, what do you have on here? God, I don't know. Just as long as you comply with the Disabilities Act and don't fire me because of my weird medical condition.
Okay. Well, and I can reach you at this number?
Yep, you can.
Okay. Well, let me.
I mean, it might take me a while to answer because I have to do this weird thing with my phone. I have it hooked up to a long wire, and I run it down into the basement, and I just hit the button real quick and run away from it because I can't be around electronic devices very long or they start melting or catch on fire or blow up or whatever. So, like, right now I'm in my basement, and I have these thin wires just connected to a speaker and a microphone.
Okay, that's fine.
So it'll take a while for me to answer because I have to run to the basement after I pick up. Don't hang up.
Okay.
Do you carry a cell phone with you when we paint?
You wouldn't be painting with me.
Okay,
but most
good.
Of the guys have cell phones on them so I can get a hold of them when they're in the field.
Okay, well, they won't be able to do that. Not for long anyway. I mean, they can if they want, but they're going to stop working eventually. Or the memory is going to get wiped out of them. Sometimes the SIM cards reset and go dead. I have really just unforeseen consequences around electronic devices. All electronics.
Okay.
And if they make fun of me for it, you know, watch out.
No, we have a strong policy here at this company, and none of that is tolerated.
Okay, because I've been known to break out windows. I don't want that.
Well, let me confer with my colleagues here.
Okay.
And I will give you a call back when we have an opening to schedule an interview.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for being so understanding about my condition.
No problem. I appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you. Bye, Chad. Bye. Holy crap. I think anyone could get hired at that place. Like all that shit I told him, he sounds like he's still interested. Maybe he's just a nightmare to work for and he's desperate. Oh, there's the wages, $14.50 to $20 an hour, depending upon experience. I think I just figured out the best possible job for Powder to have would be a painter, because there's not a lot of electronics around him. They use fiberglass ladders. I'm sure he can get some wooden paintbrushes without any metal on them. He can just bang that ground wire pole thing into the ground, you know, wherever he's painting, whatever side of the house he's painting on. It's perfect. Holy shit. I want them to make Powder too, where he goes out and gets a job. Well, wait, I guess he can't do that because he was turned into... Well, no, never mind. I don't want to give away the ending. Man, most of these job listings on Craigslist, they don't have phone numbers. I need to be like Carlito and get a paper newspaper and use that to call about jobs. Let's see, an experienced machinist? That sounds safe. As long as the machines don't spin around really fast and create a lot of static or anything, I think I'd be okay. Dental assistants? Oh, no, fuck that shit. Those dentist chairs, they look like space shuttles or something. Oh shit, here we go, a crossing guard for the city of Rathdrum. And it has a phone number. That seems perfect, because I'd be out there in the middle of the road. I mean, like, out there in the middle of the road where I could get struck by lightning easily. But maybe if they tell me where it's going to be ahead of time, I could arrange with the building owners in the area to put lightning rods on their buildings. Or I could just have portable lightning rods, maybe. Is that a thing?
Good afternoon, Rathdrum Police Department.
Ah, I got the wrong number. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I don't want to fuck with the police department. Never mind. It didn't say in here that it was with the police department. It's just with the city. Why is the police department answering? It's like a city job. What the hell? I was so excited about that job. Oh, here we go. Here's a bicycle delivery. They don't have a phone number, but it's like, come in and apply in person. You'll get a interview on the spot. I'm just going to call them up, though. I looked up the number. See if I can get a manager on the phone.
Downtown.
Hi, is this the manager?
No, it is not.
Oh, is he available?
No. Can I take a message?
Ah, fuck. I was just calling about the job.
Well, what did it say about to come in?
Well, I can't come in. I have a medical reason, so don't be a smartass, motherfucker. Is he going to be back today, or do I have to wait till tomorrow?
She's in right now.
Oh, you
she's
told me.
Busy for a second.
Okay, sure.
What's that?
Yeah, just get her, him, whatever. I didn't mean to assume the gender, okay?
Hey, Ralph.
I can hear him asking. He's using his get a load of this guy voice. I think he's tattling on me. Oh my god, what if, he's going to be a horrible coworker.
This is Haley.
Oh, hey, is this the manager?
Yes.
I was calling about that bicycle delivery job that was on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah.
And
that just got posted today, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just interested in being a bicycle delivery thing. I know it said not to call. But I'm unable to go inside of buildings that have any electronic equipment because of a medical disability.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, I'd be able to do bicycle deliveries though. Like if as long as I'm outside, someone's gonna have to bring it out to me. But like my body attracts electromagnetic waves, so if I go near your computers in there, they'll probably they'll be erased. The hard drives will just be erased, and sometimes things start smoking, and it's a mess.
Okay. Are a lot of the times it requires for you to be in the building?
Oh no.
As
nope.
far as yeah.
Well, I mean, I can go in the buildings. It's just it's kind of a risk. I've been hit by lightning 130 times now, and I keep a lightning rod on my bike. So as long as I stay on my bike, I think I'm okay. The lightning usually strikes my bike. I have a fiberglass bike frame, so it's cool. I don't get hurt when that happens.
You can bring in a resume down here.
Okay.
If you'd like. Okay. Thank you.
Could you just interview me like out on the sidewalk though when I come in? I'll just kind of like stand out at the door and knock.
Just bring in a resume and we can talk then. I don't know if this would be if we'd be able to work out that for you. So.
Yeah, but you know, it says here I'll get an interview on the spot as long as I'm mindful of the 11 to 1 lunch hours. But you know, I'm just gonna bring my resume and I'm gonna bang on the window, and I'll be sitting on my bike still.
Okay, thank you.
And also, like, do you have any kind of health insurance? Like, if I get struck by lightning while I'm out doing deliveries, do you have any kind of like workman's comp?
No, we do not cover health insurance. No.
Well, I think I'd be covered under some sort of workman's comp if I end up in the hospital because I get struck by lightning a lot. So I mean, that would be covered, right? Just in case. I just need to make sure.
Can you just bring in your resume?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's all I can. I mean, I can't. We don't do health insurance or any of that, but I would
okay.
take well, your resume if you'd like.
Never mind health insurance. I'm as fit as a fiddle. It's just, you know, I get struck by lightning a lot, and I'll end up in the hospital for... There she goes. What was with him telling me the manager wasn't there? Was that not the manager? She didn't sound very manager-y.
It's a great day at Domino's. Try our perfect combo today. 2 medium, 1 topping pizzas, 16-piece Parmesan bread bites, 8-piece Cinetwist, and a 2-liter for just $19.99. It's the perfect meal at the perfect price. Please stay in the line and we'll be right with you. You can order anytime at Domino's.com.
Thank you for calling Domino's. This is Anna. How can I help you?
Hey, Anna. I want to order a pizza for delivery, but I just wanted to make sure the delivery driver could accommodate my disabilities.
Okay.
I have this problem with electromagnetic energy, so I need him to leave his cell phone behind in the car when he comes up to the door.
Okay.
Because if he doesn't, it'll catch. It's possible it can catch on fire. My body puts out a lot of weird energy. It's like a weird sign.
Oh no!
Yeah, it's a mess. I get struck by lightning a lot.
Oh my gosh, it's horrible.
I know, it's a bummer.
But yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. Any other requirements or anything?
Out in the mailbox, there's this static wristband thing he's gonna have to put on.
Okay.
Like just around his wrist. And it's attached to a wire that's nailed to a long metal stake in the ground. And he'll have to wear that while he comes to the door to avoid getting electric shocks.
Okay.
I'm
just making a note in here on our computer.
Okay, good. Is the delivery driver going to have any piercings, any metal piercings? Or is he going to wear a watch or...
We're not allowed to have any, like, piercings or anything like that.
Yeah,
that
but what about piercings that you can't see, you know? Like, you never know.
And what was your address, hon?
I'm at,
hello?
Four. Yes, hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me? Ma'am? Ma'am? Hello? What the hell? I think she was pretending. Like, nothing changed. She could still hear me. I'm calling back. Who she thinks she is, pretending she can't hear
me. Thank you for calling Domino's. This is Dakota. How can I help you?
Hi, I was talking to someone there just a second ago about a delivery with some special instructions.
Is the name Brad?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
Wait, Brad? No, that's not me, no.
Okay, all right. Can I get the phone number then?
It was a female I was talking to. I just needed to find out if you could accommodate, the delivery driver could accommodate. Like, is there a female there? Like, could I continue with her?
She is not here at the moment.
Oh, where'd she go?
But if you would much rather talk to a manager, I can get you a manager.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
Okay, all right, 1 second.
Okay, thanks. Whoa, what the hell? He said Brad? How'd he know? What the hell? Did I say Brad before? I don't think she asked for a name before. I don't think we got that far.
This is Sean. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, Sean. Is this the person I was talking to before about the lightning stuff?
No, she got off already.
Oh, okay. That was weird. Like, we were talking and the phone went dead. That happens to me sometimes because, I don't know, my body interferes with electronic devices.
Okay.
I just needed to find out, I want to get a pizza delivered, but can the pizza driver, can he accommodate some special requests?
Sure.
Like, he has to leave his cell phone in the car, because if he brings it up here, it could start smoldering, or it could, you know, get erased.
Okay, no cell phone.
Okay, there's a, like in the mailbox out by the sidewalk as he comes up, if he opens it up, there's a static wristband that he has to put around his wrist and keep it on while he goes up to the house to avoid getting any electric shocks.
Okay. And you said it's in the mailbox?
Yeah, it's in the mailbox. There's two of them in there. Either one works.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you know if the delivery driver tonight has any piercings, earrings, or just any piercings?
I can make sure they don't.
Okay, yeah, tell them not to, because they're probably going to experience some high-frequency vibrations and stuff. And it's very uncomfortable, especially if they're piercings that you can't normally see, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Yeah, I gotcha.
Can he park, like, a block, you know, down the block? Like, just a few houses down, I guess? Especially if he's in a newer model car made after 1994.
Okay, these are getting a little weird, and it's starting to become a security issue.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's just, I have a weird, I just have a disability. Like, it's like a scientific anomaly. Nobody really understands it, but I get struck by lightning a lot. I've been struck by lightning about 130 times now. And it's just to keep him safe, like in his electronics safe. Like, you can't bring
I'm
going to
give you my driver trainer and see if he feels comfortable delivering it or not.
Okay.
Because,
It's not a big deal.
It's sounding a little fishy.
No, it's not fishy. It's just, you can check, like, look
in
any...
Well, from our end, we have to keep our driver safe. So parking down the block, not being able to have a cell phone.
I can send you a link to a scientific journal where they talk about my case and like, I don't know. I can't watch television because televisions tend to explode around me, especially those old tube TVs. And I can't use microwaves. And okay. I don't know.
I'm gonna let my driver trainer talk to you. If he feels comfortable, then he'll be the one to bring it.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on just a second.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Steven. Can I go ahead and get your address?
Sure. It's 421.
And then, do you have are you part of a rewards program?
No, I don't get pizza a whole lot. For obvious reasons.
Alright, you said this is for delivery?
Yep.
And what can I get for you?
I just want to get a large, pizza with pepperoni and sausage.
Hand toss or thin crust?
Hand tossed with extra cheese.
Hand tossed?
Yep.
Extra cheese? Alright, so large hand toss, extra cheese, pepperoni sausage. Anything to drink or anything for dessert?
There's no possibility of any, like, metal shavings getting into the cheese from the oven, is there?
No.
Okay, yeah, that's always a problem. I'd like a 2-liter of Pepsi or Coke.
We have Coke, Diet Coke, or Cherry Coke. We also have other Coke products if you...
Oh, Dr. Pepper, then.
Pib Extra is the closest we have, or Barks Root Beer.
Yeah, Pib. Pib sounds perfect.
Pib Extra. Okay. All right, and then I'm happy you explain this to me one more time. For the instructions, they said that you no cell phones,
what?
No piercings.
Yeah, no piercings. The piercings are like a serious hazard because of my condition. They could experience electrical shocks from those. No watch. They'll need to remove their belt buckles if they have belt buckles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Metal zippers or whatever. Those should be okay. But maybe he could just set the pizza down at the door and walk away as I come out and get it.
Just, we can have them that like have knock and then if you want we can.
Yeah.
Have them knock.
Yeah, just to be safe. There's also like out in the mailbox out by the street. I've put some static wristbands in there. He'll have to put one around his wrist. It's connected to a wire that goes to a ground pole, like a metal pole that's banged into the ground. That's to help him avoid getting struck by lightning as he walks up to the door. Because I've been struck by lightning like 130 times. I swear it's a real thing. It happens a lot. It's just for his safety. It could still happen, but probably won't with the ground wire thing.
What about like pins?
Oh, no pins.
Pins
are a bad idea. I have a lot of lightning rods on top of the house, and I have a couple out in the yard. So usually the lightning will strike those instead of him. And I've cut down all my trees.
What about no magnets, correct?
Oh, yeah. You don't... Yeah. Never want
magnets. No magnets.
Nope. How'd you know?
Make sure the driver... They'll take those off.
They wear magnets?
Oh, well, no. Our name tags are held on by magnets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't want magnets.
Okay.
It's mostly just electromagnets, but yeah, regular magnets, those are a bad idea too.
Yeah, it's just like a little metal, like a little plate, like a plastic plate with a name tag over, and then the metal part goes underneath the shirt.
I'm glad you caught that. If they park their car like maybe a couple houses down and walk up to my house?
Yeah, no problem. Well, I'll make sure everything like that's in order. It's going to 421.
Yep.
Large hand toss, pepperoni sausage, extra cheese, 2-liter Pib Extra. Anything for dessert or anything else?
Nope. That's it.
All right. Till 1976, it'll be cash or credit?
It'll be cash.
Cash?
Only paper money, and I don't need any change. I'll just let him keep the change for the tip. I'll just have dollar bills out there. And they're the dollar bills without the foil strips in them, because we can't have that. I can't hold those in my hand without them catching on fire. It sucks.
All right, well, I'll make sure all your delivery instructions are met then whenever they head out to your house then.
Okay, yeah, for their own safety. Tell them it's for their own safety, not to deviate from the instructions, not even a little bit.
Okay, I will.
Make sure, like, if they have any, piercings in private piercings,
yeah.
Quote-unquote.
I understand.
They don't want to have those because, oh, boy, that's, yeah, not at my house.
Do you think metal frame glasses, do you think those are okay, or do you think they should
I'd leave them in the car just to be safe.
Okay.
I don't think that would be dangerous, but it could ruin them.
Okay. All right, no problem. Well, we should have your order to you probably about 25 to 30 minutes.
Okay. Did you get my name?
I think they have it under... Let me double check. Brad?
Oh, Brad who?
Carter?
No, it's Powder. Powder. No last name.
All right. Well, we'll have it out to you here, then make sure all your delivery instructions are met.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay, I am freaked out, you guys. How did they have my name? I am positive I was calling under a fake phone number. I don't think my real number came through. How could they know my name? What the hell? I mean, okay, so you guys, like, I didn't look up Domino's. This is the Domino's that I used to call to do my sound checks with Cacti Radio on the phone show. Every few shows, I would call up and just ask them if my audio was working. So it's possible they're just listeners at this point. I don't know. But I don't think so, because, you know, usually I talk to different people every time. They have a high turnover rate at that Domino's, it seems like. And the number I'm calling from, it's just a completely random phone number. Like, it's completely random. It's not 420-6969. Here, let me call my home phone, see what comes up on the caller ID. Yeah, the last name on this is, like, Yankerbind or something. Oh, shit, there it is. Okay, I see it. Everything's fine, you guys. Okay, so, like, you know, that first lady, we got disconnected somehow. I don't know what happened, but I rebooted my Asterisk server. I think it was my SIP provider, the one that I normally use to spoof caller ID. When Asterisk came back on, it wouldn't dial numbers from that. So I think that was the problem. I think something happened with that SIP provider. They went down for a second or something. I think it was their fault, not my fault. Or, you know, there's just some weird disconnection thing. It works now because I just tried it. So anyway, I switched over to CallCentric, which is my other SIP provider, the one that I hardly ever use, but I use sometimes. And I called from whatever line this is here. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to call from this other one that says hidden caller ID. If I call from the request line, it actually gives the name on caller ID Brad Carter. So, okay, everything's fine. Like, every employee over there at Domino's, they don't know about me. This is good. That's the Domino's that a few years back, while Badfish, he was doing a live show, I think it was Badfish. Him and Laugh Track Matt were doing a live show together. And I actually went into that Domino's and tried to do a live sound check with them in person. And I was all weird at him and stuff. I mean, it was just like one girl working there. I think there's audio of that on an old phone show episode that should be up one of these days over on the YouTube channel that I've created that I can't give out right now because it doesn't have its own personalized URL. So anyway, yeah, everything's fine. I kind of wish that it didn't say Brad Carter on it because then it would have just been extra weird. And it would have just, you know, kept me up at night wondering how they knew the name Brad Carter. I still don't know if that guy was taking that call seriously, though, because it seemed like he was. But then he was asking comical questions about magnets and metal eyeglasses. What do you guys think? Was he for real? Did he really believe me? Also, I gave them a completely fake address. I just checked. That one does not exist. I thought I was giving them the address of somebody I used to bug the shit out of in grade school. But nope, I was two numbers off. I tried. Oh well. Maybe they'll show up there anyway because it's the closest number. All right, let's end today's show with just a couple more calls from Dodo's list of Wawa stores.
Wawa, this is Van Chalk. Can I help you?
Hey there, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Wawa.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, we have a customer that's getting ready to come in there. He's going to be there in just a couple minutes. Is it very busy there right now?
Not really.
Okay, that's perfect then. He has kind of a strange disability. His body seems to absorb electromagnetic energy, and it shoots it back out at appliances and electronics and stuff in unpredictable ways.
Okay.
So in order to comply with the Disabilities Act of 2002, we have to turn off the power while he's in there. So
Okay. Could
you run to the back real quick, just to the big gray metal box? We have to turn off the breakers.
Should I grab my manager?
Oh, no, it's cool. Just go on back. Is the manager there right now?
Yeah, but we have an order and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fine. No, we don't need the manager. If you could just run back there real quick, we're just going to shut off the breakers.
Okay, give me one second, okay?
Okay. Does the phone reach there?
Huh?
Is the phone cordless? Can it reach over there?
No.
Oh, how are we going to do this then? Do you have a cordless?
I have a cordless phone,
Okay. But
I have like orders up and stuff. Like I would have to grab somebody else to do this. I'm in the deli right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If you could put someone on the cordless phone and we're just going to send them back to turn off the power.
Okay.
She's explaining it to people. I heard her say this is the weirdest call I've ever gotten in my life. So I think it's not going to work out again.
Yeah.
It's okay, though.
No, they're not. But we need a cordless phone, he said. I don't know. I'm so
scam.
Oh, Tristan speaking.
Oh, hey, Tristan. Is this the manager?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm calling from the Wawa corporate office.
Okay.
We've just got a customer. He's on his way over there right now. We have to comply with his disability for the Disabilities Act. And it's hard to explain. I don't understand it myself. I read up on this online, but his body absorbs electromagnetic energy. Sends it back out at things. Basically, he's kind of a danger to everything electronic in that store. So we just have to shut off the power for a good 10 minutes.
I mean, shutting off the power is probably not an option, to be honest.
Oh, no, it is. It definitely is. I'm calling from the corporate office. I'm giving you permission. I just need you to run to the back real quick and shut off the power. He should be there any second.
Okay. Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, so I just jotted down your number. I'm going to have to call the actual corporate office number to, double check everything you're saying. But
okay.
After that, I have no problem complying.
Okay, that sounds good. But, you know, like, I am the corporate office. I can give you permission.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean the actual corporate office?
Is that
like a zinger against me for not being the corporate office?
Well, 618 is in a Pennsylvania area code.
I know,
so
it's routed through the corporate office. That's like a corporate office SIP line. It's going through the system. You just don't understand how things work.
Mm-hmm.
You're a big dummy. And that made him hang up. Okay, I'm giving up on that, but I'm going to do one more thing.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Before we quit for the day.
Oakland Wawa, this is Ray.
Hi, Ray. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Wawa.
Yes.
Hey, we have a customer coming there in there. He has a strange disability that we have to comply with the Disabilities Act.
Yes.
Okay. How many employees are there tonight?
1, 2, 3. We got 4.
Okay.
Well, 3 with the manager, so 4.
Okay. Can you write down a bunch of instructions real quick?
What's that?
I have a bunch of instructions. See, he gets struck by lightning a lot. His body absorbs a lot of energy for some reason.
Okay.
I guess scientists don't really totally understand it. But he's kind of a danger to anything electronic in the store and anything metal. Like if you have any piercings, we're going to need you to remove the piercings.
Uh-huh.
Wedding rings, wristwatches, metal eyeglasses, anything that conducts electricity or is magnetic.
Okay.
And what else? Could you unplug all of the credit card machines? Because we don't want all the data to get erased.
Give me 1 second. Let me get my manager.
Okay. All right.
No, he was just saying there's a guy with a mental disability with the Mental Disabilities Act and saying all these things. I don't know if it's like true or not, but like most
of it is. Oh, yeah. I could hear him talking to some girl. He's like, I don't know if it's true or not. I guess he thought better of it. I really should change my number to one of their numbers. I don't even care that these aren't working out. They're just kind of fun trying to convince people that powder is coming in.
Wawa, this is Sharonda speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Sharonda. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Wawa.
Hi.
Hi. We have a customer that's getting ready to come into your store. He's on his way right now, and he has a disability that we have to comply with.
Okay.
And could you write some things down we're going to have you do?
Okay, hold on one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay, go right ahead.
Oh, okay. It's hard to explain. Like, I guess he's been struck by lightning about 130 times now. And his body absorbs energy in a very strange fashion. And whenever he's around electronic devices, they seem to get a lot of interference, and sometimes they smolder or they lose memory or whatever.
Okay.
So and also, like, he has a bad effect on metal things. Like, if any employees have any piercings, they're going to need to take their piercings out just until after he's gone. Does anyone there have piercings?
Not right now.
Okay. Like, even piercings that you're not able to normally see, like under the clothing piercings?
Okay.
Like, make sure you mention that to everyone and give them an opportunity to remove those, because otherwise they could be ripped out by electromagnetic energy that emanates from this guy named Powder.
Okay.
If you have any belt buckles, any watches, wedding rings.
Sir, excuse me. I don't mean to cut you off, but
oh, that's okay.
You're calling from the corporate office?
Correct, yes.
About a guy named Powder?
Correct, yeah.
This sounds like a movie I've seen before, sir.
It was a documentary, basically. It was based on a real life story, except at the end he didn't really, I don't want to give it away, but no, he's...
I've seen the movie.
Yeah, he's a real person, and he's coming in. He's going to be there in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
You're going to have to take off all metal devices. You're going to have to steer, like, make sure the... Can you unplug the microwaves, in fact? Like, we cannot be using the microwaves while he's in there.
Okay. So you're saying I should unplug my ovens?
Just the microwaves. It's mostly the microwaves. See, he has a bad effect on magnetrons.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Are there any tube TVs in there? Like, not the flat screen, but the tube TVs? You know, the big boxy ones, like for the lottery stuff or whatever?
No.
Okay. Well, then we should be fine there.
Wouldn't you know what kind of equipment I have?
No, because it's different at every store. We have, you know, like dozens and dozens of stores. Some of them have upgraded equipment. Some of them don't.
Okay, go right ahead. Continue.
Okay, you're going to need to remove your glasses, watches, rings, anything that has metal that's attached to your body, because you could receive electric shocks.
Okay.
Otherwise, like, when he pays for his stuff, can you just add it up on a low-powered calculator? And he's going to pay in cash. He can't use credit cards, because he says the magnetic stripes always get wiped.
Okay.
So he's going to pay in cash and just don't actually use the register. He said he'll accommodate you. Like, he's got, like, exact change, but he doesn't carry change with him because it has metals in it, like zinc and copper and all that, and that can cause an explosion.
Okay.
Also, could you turn off all of the power to the store while he's in there? Like, could you go to the back and just turn off the breakers?
I can't do that, sir.
Okay, all right. Well, I was just hoping.
I mean, if you're calling from our home office, you should know that I wouldn't be able to turn off basically shut the store down.
Well, it wouldn't be shutting the store down. It's just, I mean, you've seen the movie, right? You know what happens.
And what's your name again?
If he comes there and you tell him no, you know what's going to happen. He's going to, like, use his mind and, like, blow out all the windows.
Okay.
You've seen it. You don't want that.
Okay. Can I have your name, please?
Sure. My name is Steve Dave from the corporate office.
Your name is Steve Dave.
Yeah, Steve Dave.
So you have two first names.
Correct.
For a name.
Yeah, no last name.
Okay. Thank you, Steve Dave, for giving us a heads up.
Yeah, no problem.
I appreciate it.
He said he's on the way over. He's going to be here. What's that person saying?
Oh, that's one of my associates trying to talk to me.
I see. Yeah, you're going to want to give them all these instructions ASAP. He's going to arrive. He said he's on his way. He's coming by bicycle because he can't drive cars.
Okay.
Because, you know, it messes up everything. Cell phones. I almost forgot. Put your cell phones, like, in the back room or something. You don't want your cell phones anywhere near him unless you want to lose all your pictures and stuff.
All right.
Put your cell phones in the back room immediately before he comes in.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Listen, do not make fun of how he looks. He is, you know, an albino. He doesn't have any hair on his body because he basically is electrolysis. Think about that. Like, don't make fun of him.
Okay, thank you. I mean, is there anything else I need to do to prepare? If not, I need to get off the phone to prepare for this guy.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go. You prepare, and just be careful, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. You have a great evening.
You too. Godspeed.
Bye-bye.
Be careful. Goodbye. I love that she heard of the movie. Like, all this calling I've been doing today, nobody's really, you know, had any idea. Well, except maybe that Domino's pizza guy. I think he might have known a little bit more than he was letting on. But yeah, that was so great for her to interrupt me and say, this sounds like a movie I've heard. That was the best, because really, who the fuck's seen that movie? Nobody's seen that movie. Except for all of you people, because you are about to watch that movie, because that is your homework assignment for this week. I expect each and every one of you listeners to go look up the movie Powder.
The Statue of Liberty.
Crap. I'm looking it up on Netflix right now. It's probably not on there, but I'm going to check. Powder. Powder is available on DVD only on Netflix, and I doubt it's on Hulu either. So my suggestion would be to either download it from an illegal torrent. Nope, it's not on Hulu either. Or run over to your nearest Blockbuster Video and pick up a copy of it on VHS or DVD, because everybody needs to see this movie. I'll put a trailer to it in the show notes. Oh, maybe it's one of those movies where the full movie is just on YouTube. Let's see. Here's one that says full movie, but it's only 59 minutes long. That can't be the full movie.
Burned in his shirt the size of a bowling ball.
Oh, here we go. Here's something.
Something's happened here, I'm telling you. With everything we know about science, about the makeup of the human body,
there's Jeff Goldblum.
What happened in that classroom is impossible. That kid attracted an arc of electricity from 30 feet away, and not just from the Jacob's ladder. I mean, after a second, it was like it was coming at him out of the whole building. You want to know why there isn't a hair on him?
Why?
Because he is electrolysis.
Think about that.
It can't grow on him.
I thought he said, think about that. That's why I've been saying think about that to everyone. Where did I come up with that from? Maybe there's a different edit of the movie? Damn it, now I feel like an idiot.
Yes.
Maybe he says that in a different part or something. But holy shit, this video that I found, it's 2 hours and 24 minutes long. I don't remember the movie being that long. Maybe it's an extended edit. And if there's an extended edit, holy shit, I need to see it. But I wouldn't watch the movie this way. But I guess look up Powder full movie on YouTube. Maybe you'll find a better version of it. Like, the video is really, really bad on this one. It looks like someone is just, like, pointing an old VHS camcorder at their tube TV or something. That's probably how Powder would record his movies, to avoid any electromagnetic interference or something.
Cheated.
To get around the Macrovision, the copyright protection stuff. That's how you do it. Yeah, definitely don't watch this. This is terrible. There's like a glare on the screen or something. You can barely see anything. Everybody, find this on thepiratebay.org. Everybody needs to watch Powder. That is your homework assignment for this week. I expect everyone to watch it and then do a movie review of Powder on the voicemail. Call the voicemail and do a movie review of Powder. I'll put a link to the Pirate Bay version in the show notes. To Powder from 1995. That's what you type in. Powder 1995. And yep, there it is, 14 cedars, an HD rip.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
I was just wondering, why is it that some people leave, like, multiple really long messages, like, when they know they're not going to get played? Like,
I don't know.
You got some people leave, like, three messages back-to-back, they're, like, 2 minutes long or 5 minutes long.
I can't even hear your message because the quality is awful. You have a bad connection.
You know, I think notorious for doing that. Like, how do they do that? I wonder, like, probably because they're high or they're drunk when they call.
I think most of the listeners that call in are high or drunk. That's why they listen to the show. That's the only way it's funny. Who's going to listen to the show sober? Speaking of multiple messages, though, let's delete these here by Greg T, and I'll play the shortest one.
Hey, Brad. This is Greg T again.
Hey, Greg T.
You know, a little bit toasted, but not completely toasted.
Hey, look.
Now, I guess it's
that previous voicemailer, he was right.
You know, your live voicemail thing. You know, you could pick up, you know my number. You could say, hey, are you drunk? And if I say, yeah, then you just hang up on me.
That's all right. You know? No, thank you.
And maybe that'll be all right. I want to at least get in one time that I'm not drunk and be able to,
call the request line during live shows.
A few questions and, things I've already got written down and stuff that, so, you know, it's kind of like an interview almost. And,
Okay.
Whatever.
Greg T.
You know, so that it's all got...
I'm right on top of that.
You know, information on... There's a path. Whatever. So it's not so, you know, creepy or whatever you want to call it that you've called it in the past.
I never said...
So,
maybe I did. I don't know.
Iffy about those situations and whatnot. So,
anyway, that's half of your voicemail. Thanks for calling in. 2-minute-long voicemail about how I should just pick up the phone all day instead of doing shows.
Yeah, it's Delta again. Okay. Sorry to call twice. Yeah. Hey, that word, O-F-T-E-N, is pronounced frequently. Frequently. Remember that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's not pronounced often. It's frequently. Durr.
Hey, Brad, it's Delta here. Hey, people are always saying that you don't do enough shows, so here's an idea. You need to talk faster and tell the people you're phoning to talk faster, and then you can cut it up and make more shows with the same number of calls. So do that from now on. Okay, bye.
Great idea. Thanks for, like, you know, saying that voicemail really fast. That's going to help with the new format that I'm doing.
Hi, Brad. Why do all the people that leave voicemails for you sound exactly the same?
I don't know.
And, yeah, good job not doing the whole liver transplant thing. It's kind of in poor taste. Cactus.
No, I tried to. It's just that everyone I talked to cried. So it was kind of a bummer. It wasn't really comedy. I told, like, about 20 different people. I made them believe that we had new livers for them. And they got really excited. And then I'm like, no, you don't understand. And they cried. And
it
was
Chris,
weird.
Hey, Chris, this is Sergeant Jones. Sergeant John Jones. Listen. You gotta stop calling and waking this guy up, man. We're gonna come over there and...
You're gonna get Judge Colin after me.
Swat ya.
Hey.
So,
no threats.
Listen.
Come on.
One more harassing phone call.
Been there before.
And Sergeant Jones is gonna be there, and we're gonna be opening up a can of it on you.
Fuck.
Okay? So, knock it off.
Sorry.
Sergeant John Jones, signing off. Away!
All right, bye, Sergeant Jones. I still remember the fear that I felt when Sergeant Jones got on the line back in the phone show days.
Hey, Brad.
That was terrible.
Will, I'm just checking in on you.
Hey, Will.
Just had a question. Well, I had two questions. So I was listening to a couple old shows when I'm playing Mario 64, you know, as I do.
Yep.
And I heard you saying that you used to work at McDonald's and pissing people's drinks and spitting their food.
All
Did
the
you
time.
Actually do that? And if so... What grounds would you do it on? Like, did they piss you off, or did you just think they looked like a motherfucker? Like, what'd you do?
That's the best
and
reason.
Second off, last
All right, question number one. I never worked at McDonald's long enough to do anything like that. I think I worked at one McDonald's for a week. I think I may have worked at another McDonald's for an hour or two. And I've never pissed in anyone's food. That's weird. Why would I do that? If I was saying that I did that, I was just kidding. I've said that I've heard a lot of other people talking about doing that. I remember in high school, actually, some kid in the class was, like, bragging to the teacher in front of the entire class about the horrible things he did to people's food. I hope that teacher called the McDonald's and told them what he heard. But, yeah, that's always something that you hear people, Tyler, dirtening the food.
I called in, I asked you a question saying... What was the most destructive prank call you did? And you somehow you forgot this one.
Oh,
I was listening
shit.
To a damn show saying that you had an old lady tampering in her damn breaker box, and you sent her to the damn hospital somehow.
What?
How the hell? Did
You're
you
just making shit up now.
About that? Did that actually happen, or was that were you just fucking with us in the show? But
I think
anyway,
you're fucking with me right
those
now.
Those are my questions.
I don't think I ever said anything about pissing in people's foods.
I appreciate every show you do. So anyway, toodles.
Thanks for spreading rumors about me. Nothing that guy says is true.
Hey, Brad, Big Moist. So I don't mean to call you so much, but I need to explain this to you. On your hobo show, you got that guy calling you a dumbass pendejo, and you were like, "What the hell is that? What are you calling me?"
Okay. So yeah, people have explained this to me. He said, you know, find something that rhymes with dumbass endaho. I'm forgetting what the word was now, but yeah, here we go. Here's the explanation, I guess.
Pendejo is the Spanish word for dumbass, idiot, moron, fucker, basically all those combined. So he called you a dumbass, but in like two different languages. So you got schooled, Brad. You got schooled.
God damn it.
I really think that he thought... You were Hispanic. Maybe he thought your voice came off as sounding Hispanic, which is hilarious to me.
No.
But yeah, that was it. I just wanted to let you know. I'm freaking cracking up. All right, bye.
Who would think I sounded Hispanic? That's weird. But I guess that term was used in The Big Lebowski because somebody posted a clip of The Big Lebowski, I think, on the Facebook group. And I didn't watch it, but I'm sure he's right. Plenty of people have pointed out that that's what that means. I'm just dumb.
Hey, Brad.
Uneducated.
I'm calling from New Orleans. And I have two major things on the agenda to discuss with you today.
All right, let's go.
First thing
is I have an excellent idea for some Losers of America, like, TV show, miniseries thing, if anyone, you know, cares enough to make it.
All right. Hurry the fuck up.
You could have the major characters be Roy Jurbel, and, you know, Roy Jurbel would be the, like, the leader of the gang.
Is this a cartoon?
Be a hobo.
Live action?
And, you know, a little playful, but, you know, really he's good-natured and in charge of everyone. You know, then you'd have Sensei Doug. And Sensei Doug would be, you know, a sort of paranoid, I guess would be the best word, but
yeah.
He's definitely the
low self-esteem, man, you know, Sensei Doug.
And he, you know, has like a shoe polish, so you can paint over cameras and stuff like that. So
a what?
He would be very, very aware of those types of things. And really good at social engineering, of course. Then there would be Steve Dave, and Steve Dave would be the hapless government engineer.
What's the show about?
The planner type person who...
You're just giving me names. You're just going over all the characters.
They were set. I mean, obviously, we had set in New Mexico, and that goes without saying.
Yep.
And you could probably think of some other, you know, protagonists. As far as villains, you know, you could have Jim Bayless, you know, be like the mastermind,
mm-hmm.
you know, Ameritech Corporate Security.
Rest in peace, Jim Bayless.
Against his own losers. And you could have Mildred Monday, you know, be like the evil witch queen matriarch and her son.
Yeah,
you know, that
she was such a bitch, I tell you.
It'd be glorious, anyway. So
rest in peace, Mildred.
Sort of a good idea, I guess. Other idea. It's not even an idea, it's a question. Does freaking still work? I don't think it does. I read a good bit about it on textfiles.com
sure
and
does.
Other places over the years. And I don't know. I was born in 2000, so... I have no way of,
yeah.
no frame of reference, really.
You're a whippersnapper.
Obviously, social engineering still works, but...
That's half of freaking.
And stuff do anything anymore. If Cactus.
Okay, thanks for the idea for the TV show, which was basically just a rundown of every PLA character, and not exactly an idea, god damn it. And yeah, freaking still works. It all depends on how you look at it. Like, red boxes, they don't really work anymore. Blue boxes definitely don't work. All the old fun stuff from the good old days, it doesn't work. But it all depends on what you want to do. I'm sure everything still works if you try hard enough.
Hello, Brad. This is Cody Noonan from the Adopt a Podcast organization.
Hello.
Yeah, it looks like your podcast has been adopted by Royco Roofing.
Oh, yay.
All right. We're going to have you put up a couple signs on your podcast to advertise for them.
All right.
And, occasionally, you're going to have to say
Facebook.com/RoycoRoofing.
Yep. Thanks for your participation.
This is exciting. I hope I don't get sued if someone runs over their sign or a fighter jet has to land there and refuel.
Hey,
you know.
Brad. It's some guy 609.
Hey.
Had an idea about something you could do for the show. Kind of a take on the mailman pranks.
All right.
What you could do is call up our Roycipients and tell them that they have a new midget mailman, or little people, or whatever you want to say.
Yeah, don't be offensive.
PC, and they need to lower their mailbox, so the midget mailman could deliver their mail.
Yeah.
Or on the other side of that, say we have an exceptionally tall mailman.
You tell them that they need to put a little stepladder underneath the mailbox, or like a milk crate or something.
And they need to raise their mailbox. Don't that be kind of funny?
Yeah.
All right, Brad, keep up the good work. Love the show. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Some guy 609 away.
Stop it. Turning off your volume. None of that. I will definitely try to remember your idea. In fact, I'm going to write that one down. That's a good one. I like that idea. I want to hear people's excuses about why they can't lower their mailbox. They're going to be like, I have a bad back. I can't bend over to get the mail.
Hey, Brad, it's Crazy Calvin. I was listening to the walkie-talkie test episode, and I remember the part where you were talking about the frequencies of the Walmart walkie-talkies. And it reminded me that, actually, as a matter of fact, about a mile and a half from my house is a Walmart distribution center with, like, all the trucks and things. And I have an old Uniden Bearcat scanner up here on my desk.
Mm-hmm.
And I can actually hear the walkie-talkies from their little warehouse in
Whoa.
Here. Well, sadly, I can't transmit
Crazy.
Out and mess with them, but it's fun to listen in sometimes and see what they're up to.
Yeah.
That's it for now. Cactus.
I've done a lot of that, a lot of listening on Walmart frequencies and Target frequencies and drive-through frequencies. I forget which episode it was, but I actually listened in on the security frequencies of a Target and got to listen to the security people talking shit about all the customers. That was pretty great. I always meant to go back there and get some more of that. but I never got around to it, and now I don't even own a scanner anymore.
Glory has glory holes in the butthole winkers calling. Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, rusty trombone player, please. Neener, neener, go suck on a wiener.
All right, great voicemail. Good job on that. I can tell you worked hard on it.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga.
Hey, Olga.
King Richard and I just got out of the shower, and we have a joke for you.
Oh, yay.
What do you call a nun in a wheelchair?
I give up. What do you call a nun in a wheelchair?
Virgin Mobile.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Bye.
Thanks, Olga and King Richard. They've been hanging out together this weekend. We've been seeing lots of pictures of them in the shower and in the shower. Lots of pictures in the shower. Pretty much all of them are pictures of them in the shower together. Up there doing PLA Con 2018 without me.
Hi, RBCP. It's JD.
Hey, JD.
Sound like me because I'm fucking sick.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I'm just calling.
I was confused.
Quick, I was out on the road with the band. And I was in New Haven, Connecticut last weekend, and I met another prank call enthusiast. How often do you run into a stranger and they can recite shit from the Musasha tapes, right?
That's crazy.
The guy was all over it. So naturally, I tried to introduce him to the Snowplow Show, and I told him all about the phone losers. He wrote it down. So I have a question for the listeners. Obviously, we're all trying to get more people listening to the show. Is there a specific call that you guys tell them about? I usually tell new folks about the carding pranks, and they always get a real kick out of that. And then maybe, I try to talk about one of my favorite calls from the previous show. I think I quoted Brad saying something about, this is obviously a scam because you just told me that that was your wife when obviously you're gay. So I use that one, too. So what do you guys do? Is there a favorite call that you guys like to talk about to try to get more listeners? And I'm pretty sure this guy's going to be joining us here.
He better.
In Phone Losers Land. So there you go, bro. More listeners later.
I'm going to be pissed if he doesn't, and you're getting my hopes all up about it. I think one of the best things to do is to go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Phone Losers of America, and there is a playlist on there. It's like Best of PLA. Just find something out of there. There's usually a few good things in there, like the one of the AT&T operator. You have a collect call from your sister. The guy just screams at me for a while.
Brad, Brad. Brad, Brad. Oh, hi, Brad. I was going to say that I think you enjoyed the new movie, Welcome to the Jungle. It's a really, really good movie.
I saw it in the theater.
You remember the old Jumanji? The old Jumanji film was really good.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. That kind of got me thinking about an idea. You could actually phone up people who have taken out loans and say, let's roll some dice. And let's say, that was a really funny call when you done that call, when you said, let's get some dice out, let's gamble on your loan amount.
I forgot about that one. I remember that now. I forget exactly how that one went, but yeah, I rolled some dice. For someone that had a home loan, let the dice decide.
Brad, not Brad. Just been listening to your Cactus Chat.
Hey, not Brad.
I love that shit, dude. That Warren episode. I want more Warren so bad. I also wanted to...
Warren's gone forever. I don't know what happened to him. I never even knew his last name, so I can't even look him up. Maybe I'll bump into him around town sometime, and I can follow him to his car. Well, he's not going to own a car. He's a weird meth freak. He's not going to drive.
I'm like 80% sure I accidentally downloaded a prank call by you in like 2008 on LimeWire where you had some lady type in a bunch of shit to command prompt and like totally fuck up her computer.
No.
And then you go, what does the screen say? And she goes, and that's deleting a whole bunch of stuff. And I want to know if you still have that call somewhere because I want to hear it again. All right, Brad, good luck out there. Bye-bye now.
Man, everyone's spreading crazy rumors about horrible pranks I've done in the past, and it's all just a bunch of lies, saying I'm peeing on people's food at McDonald's, and I'm electrocuting old ladies. So I did do something like that a really long time ago. It was in the late 90s, I think, where we did those incoming tech support calls, where we had some internet service providers... tech support line ringing to my home phone, and those calls got all fucked up somewhere along the way. Like, they're really hard to listen to now, and I may have not even kept that one because I felt kind of bad for it, but I actually did get someone to go to their DOS prompt on their Windows computer and just delete everything. I think I may have done that to a couple of people. So, yeah, that could have been me. I don't know if that call exists anymore. But if it does, I would look on the PLA Media Pack and listen to the tech support calls. And they're like horrible, horrible quality. They're really hard to listen to. I think I may have at some point converted them to a, you know, just a bad bitrate or something. And it just totally fucked them up. And I didn't notice for years. And by the time I noticed it, it was too late. But maybe you'll find that call in there. Maybe. It was back in the days where it didn't matter as much. You know, it's not like people had photos and stuff on their computer. They just had a bunch of animated GIFs and stuff.
Hey, honey, baby, it's me, your unofficial boyfriend, Jack Heliquin.
Oh, yeah.
In our complicated relationship.
Yeah, in case you guys didn't hear the news over on Facebook, me and Jack Heliquin are now officially in a complicated relationship.
A few warnings, I'm aggressive. I am a bottom. I'm a power bottom.
That's
nice.
Now
we'll reverse cowgirl the fuck out of you. Okay, and I'm abusive, and I am an alcoholic.
Great.
And I don't like to cuddle, okay? I just want to bang, and that's all. All
right, perfect.
But, thank you for that. Thank you for the whole complicated relationship. That won't,
I'm glad you approve.
Confuse any of my family members at all.
In other related news, I have broken up with Legend. He was my serious relationship previously for the past 4 months, 3 or 4 months. Me and him had a very nice breakup. We're still friends. And it was mostly so I could get into my It's Complicated with Jack Heliquin.
Appreciate that, asshole!
Oh, yeah, and he was saying that his family members already think he's a fucking weirdo. And now he's in a complicated relationship with some old guy on Facebook. You're welcome.
Fucking weak in your butthole. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Mmm, that's hot.
All right, bye, Jack Heliquin.
That was funny to tell you, you dingbat man, you. Anyways, toodles, motherfucker! Oh, it's Jack, by the way. You're gross. Unofficial boyfriend,
I know.
I guess.
You mentioned that at the beginning.
Weird motherfucker, you.
The hell? You're repeating yourself.
Dear Brad, this is Vandit the Male Stripper.
Hey.
And I thought of something very interesting.
Okay.
I went to high school with Bark.com.
With
who? We're the same year and everything. I didn't know him, but my best friend knew him.
Who? What? With Bark.com? Is that what you said?
I went to high school with Bark.com. We're the same year and everything. I didn't know him, but my best friend knew him.
That's crazy.
They want to...
I can't even remember that guy's name. I guess you're talking about the guy that runs Fark.com. I used to know his name. I used to chat with him on ICQ.
We got a math award together senior year. I couldn't participate. I was busy putting the finishing touches on my duck pencil holder.
Oh,
but yeah.
That's nice.
Bandit the Male Stripper went to high school with Fark.com. That should impress you.
I guess. But, you know, I used to chat with him on ICQ, so whatever, no big deal. I think it's a little weird that you don't know what his name is. Drew Curtis, that's his name. I'm pretty sure I've got him on Facebook, but, you know, I haven't talked to him since the ICQ days, back when Fark.com wasn't such a big deal, and little nobodies like me could still chat with him.
Hey, Brad, it's Bandit the Male Stripper again. Ooh, the dreaded double message.
Yep.
I apologize.
I'm letting you get away with it because they're both short messages and because you don't do it all the time.
But, I just have one quick
question.
It's
fine. It's all right.
I'm listening to Brad's Cactus Shack on Stitcher, and there are ads. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to know, do you get ad revenue from that?
I don't think I do. I don't know if that's something I can sign up for. I don't think I do. No, I've never, like, you know, I've been on the PLA feed. Has been on Stitcher forever. I've never seen any money from that. Maybe I should go check Stitcher. Maybe I have, like, thousands of dollars in there waiting for me.
Because I like to picture, like, money going into PLA when I listen to Brad's Cactus Shack.
Nah.
I hope it is. I hope so.
Sorry.
I hope you're getting paid.
Probably not. I really doubt it. That would be nice. I know there's a Stitcher Premium option. Maybe that's what I need to sign up for. I should look into this a little more. I would like to make money through Stitcher. I need as much money as I can possibly get. Let's see. We've got a partner sign up. Increase your audience, earn revenue. Holy shit, yeah, I gotta look into this. Maybe you just helped me figure out a new way to like, milk the listeners for every penny I can.
You
Thanks.
Know what? Stop fucking calling and hacking into my goddamn phone.
Whoa.
Fuck off my phone, bitch!
Whoa, what's that all about? Looks like there's two messages from her. It's probably just a soundboard or something.
You get off the fucking phone, bitch! Fuck you, bitch!
I don't know, sounds kind of real. But when I put her phone number into Facebook, it doesn't show up with anything. So I'm not going to call it back. It's just a listener trying to trick me. I'm on to you, listeners. That's going to do it for episode 437. Thank you, Joey C., for sponsoring today's episode. Hopefully you all thought it was powder-rific. Be sure to support the show at patreon.com/phonelosers, at least until I figure out the Stitcher thing, because I'm sure not making any money from them right now. Here's a new song by Emergency Pizza Party. I was at their site the other day downloading something else of theirs that I lost, and I saw that, holy shit, back in September, they released a brand new song. I thought they were dead forever. I know nobody else in the world likes Emergency Pizza Party except for me, but I'm going to play this anyway. This one is called Sushi High. And if you like it, go visit emergencypizzaparty.bandcamp.com.
Mean sushi and shit, mean sushi and shit. Soft and raw like a juicy clam. I say, excuse me, ma'am, are you my waitress? Her name is Ginger and her face is faceless. I'm wasted. Goodbye, Spritey. Stinging wasabi, get me high like ganja weed. I kinda feed my face full of sashimi. I see these weeaboos that wanna be me. Fish, white rice, roll the bar tie. Pour the soy sauce out and we all dine. Filling up proper with all kinds a thing. Got the rolls piled high, getting fly we bring. Something that's so hot, it's dangerous. Gonna feel all up, get scandalous. Getting high till you just can't move your feet. Complete a thought or get out of your seat. It's a sushi high, it's a sushi high. You know that nigiri gonna make you fly. It's a sushi high, it's a sushi high. Anime kids with your hands in the sky. You know the raw fish gonna make your meal. What? You know the raw fish gonna make you feel. What? You know the raw fish gonna make you real. What? Anime kids just ride the eel.
My head is tingling, feeling some kind of numbing sensation, soothing yet unaware of my current situation. I can't even form a proper sentence. Toxins in my head putting me in suspense. Consumed immense portion of sushi, but if you try to take it away from me, I'll bite a chunk out of your booty.
Miss a fish level for a hell of a high. Set sail on sushi boats for a hell of a ride. Hell of a buy for a hell of a guy. Although my eye, I got to open in my third eye. Chopsticks that quick and so murderous. First sight, first bite, I'm so delirious. My brain overthinking, shaking, so mysterious. Sushi high, samurai, so dangerous. It's a sushi high, it's a sushi high. You know that nigiri gonna make you fly. It's a sushi high, it's a sushi high. Anime kids with your hands in the sky. You know the raw fish gonna make your meal. What? You know the raw fish gonna make you feel. What? You know the raw fish gonna make you real. What? Anime kids just ride the eel.
Said I'd never do it again, but I never give in. The erection promised me the greatest high ever imagined. Sat in some space, sorted up a plate, plugged up my nose and I sealed my fate. Right between fear and meditation, I can feel the process of molecular separation. What's this you're feeding me? My head is swimming. Don't know how I'm leaving here, but sushi got me levitating.
It's a sushi high, it's a sushi high. You know that nigiri gonna make you fly. It's a sushi high, it's a sushi high. Anime kids with your hands in the sky. You know the raw fish gonna make your meal. What? You know the raw fish gonna make you feel. What? You know the raw fish gonna make you real. What? Anime kids just ride the eel. It's a sushi high, it's a sushi high. You know that nigiri gonna make you fly. It's a sushi high, it's a sushi high. Anime kids with your hands in the sky. You know the raw fish gonna make your meal. What? You know the raw fish gonna make you feel. What? You know the raw fish gonna make you real. What? Anime kids just ride the eel.
Well, I wouldn't want you to get struck by lightning powder.